My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to the 610 Sports Radio Draft Special. 1 week till the NFL Draft. Jay Pinkley, Chris Nocero from Character Concerns, Matt McMullen from the Kansas City Chiefs in his three rings. Jason Kelce lost his ring. Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that.
The bowl of chili where they were wrestling. First question is, why would you bring that to the chili thing?
Well, you know, with the Super Bowl ring, it's something that is super cool to have, but it has no practical purpose other than the ring ceremony. Like, I don't wear the ring or the rings.
Would you wear it to a chili thing?
Absolutely not. No.
You don't just wear the ring to stun on people like that?
The only time the rings come out.
They got a $100 contract for the podcast. So it'll be fine.
If someone, like a family member, comes over from out of town and they haven't seen it, you pull them out.
Yeah.
Or if I'm just having a bad day,
put those on. All three or just one?
All three, yeah. Well, I only have two right now. We'll have the third one coming up this summer. But so far, yeah, the two.
Yeah, if I was you, I'd throw it out there all the time. Just like... Anytime you hang out with your boys, just like, hey, I got two of these things. I got a third one coming here in a couple months.
I'll tell you what. There are times that I'm in my basement. It's late at night, and I just put those on. And
just
I'm like,
put them on. You walk around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. I feel like a champion. That's what I would do. I have replica versions of them, and yeah, I like whenever that third one comes in, I'm about to go. Actually, no. I do have a replica of the 69. So
number two is pretty special, though. You take the top off, right, and
pops
do
off. Yeah, the stadium's inside of it.
Yeah. Yeah, is it your really favorite cool. one of the bunch, two? Or?
So far, it would be my favorite. We'll see what the third one is like.
I'm sure three is going to be pretty good.
The second one was amazing because, you know, again, I'm a lifelong Chiefs fan, so yeah. I can't believe I get to do this at all. The first one's incredible because it's, man, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. The second one, it's like a two-time? Like, I was here for two Super Bowls, and I think I'll feel the same way this summer when we get the third, but I can't believe it, you know? Like, it's one of those things where I can believe it because we're the best team in the NFL, but still, like, I can't believe it.
This whole thing's really been very surreal. Because, you know, like, as a Chiefs fan, especially, like, 20, even 10 years ago, this time of year, it's hope. It's like, oh, we might get to the playoffs. We might win a playoff game this time. And then anything after that's gravy. Like, if we win one playoff game, we're happy. And now the expectation is Super Bowl or bust. And that's not something that as a, you know, I've been a Chiefs fan for 30 years. You're not used to that. Even now, it's like I'm still, I like to go back and watch like the old games. Like I've been watching like a game from 98 with the Chiefs Cowboys. And I like to go and watch that to remember what it was like when the struggle was
the
real.
Big shoulder pads.
Yeah. They had some big ass shoulder pads.
The neck
back
rolls.
Then. And yeah, not very many of those guys have them now. But yeah, that was prime neck roll time back in the 80s and 90s. And it's a good reminder of what it used to be like when we didn't have it so good. And so like now, even when they win now, it's still a little surreal. Like, man, like that run they made this past season was weird because it was like there's no excuses you can make about that run unless you're going to be conspiratorial tinfoil hat. So it's like this has been really fun, and it's really cool going into the draft being like, they don't need a quarterback and they don't have any needs that are like, okay, they can't win without this, but let's just make it easier the next time we win a Super Bowl. That's what this draft is let's make the next Super Bowl easier to win. And that's pretty crazy.
I had season tickets in the 80s for like $75 in the end zone. I mean, I used to call it the Boulevard of Broken Dreams between the Arrowhead and Kauffman.
That was back when they called them the Chefs.
Nobody won the series. And I remember never forgetting 2014. The Chiefs had set the noise record against the Patriots that night. That was the one where they on the Cincinnati and benched Tom Brady. You ended up going to 5 Super Bowls, by the way, after that night when people were calling for him to be benched and won 4 of them. So I think he did okay as a starter for the Patriots, but was waiting for that crowd to come to Kauffman, and they did. They made their way over to Kauffman Stadium and were incredibly loud. Then Chiefs just taken off. I'll never forget that first Super Bowl they won with Mahomes, not their very first one, but the one with Mahomes. That Clark Hunt, you know, talked to the team before up in St. Joe, and we have, you know, the audio of that, and it was on Franchise and all that, which I love that show, by the way. But, you know, he's like, gave the mission statement. We want to win the Lamar Hunt Trophy and then go on and win the Super Bowl. Like, don't always make those proclamations, but it was like, it's go time. And, you know, with Mahomes, they were already working on the contract before he even started games, and they really were looking forward to the future.
So I started interning with the Chiefs in 2016 and got hired full-time in 2017. And
oh, white with Mahomes.
Yeah, the timing worked out well. But those early years, I remember just in the building talking about how important and special it would be to win the Lamar Hunt Trophy. And to think now that we've won 4 of those since then and won 3 Super Bowls, it's remarkable. Like, that doesn't happen. And what's kind of funny is I look back on the 2020 season, I think the 2020 team is one of the greatest teams in franchise history, but we don't talk about it because they didn't win the Super Bowl because there's been 3 champions in that same run. And like Chris was saying, so I'm 31. The first season I really remember being locked in was 2003.
That was a fun year.
What a year.
That was really fun.
I would go back and watch the no punt game.
For male teams.
And think to myself,
I can't watch the no punt
game. But I would even think to myself, how cool is it that we were in this game?
Yeah.
And now the standard is you have to win the Super Bowl. I mean, it's something else.
But Brett Veach has been doing damage in the draft. And when you rate what a general manager does, you look at trades, contracts, in the draft. Going into last year, 21 of the previous 22 draft picks were still on this team. Now, there are teams that say, hey, we play our draft picks. Well, you're not winning with them. I mean, it's different if you play your draft picks. It's a much different deal if you're winning Super Bowls with those draft picks. But Bo Pete Keys was the only guy not still on the roster, even Cornell Powell, that was practice squad and everything else, because the COVID year, everybody missed. Everybody missed because Combine wasn't happening. They didn't have it. Medicals are coming in the last day. And the fact is, the Chiefs kept the guys on the roster going into last year that were on that. You take Charvarius Ward that got here and was a great corner for us. It gets a big contract in San Francisco. He was traded for Parker Anger, who's bounced around the league. Like, that's amazing. So you check the box for can you make trades, which – they can. And let's not forget where the Chiefs got their kicker as well, which is really, really one of the Brett Veach's first moves, wasn't it? As far as
yeah, because Cairo got hurt in the middle of the
Panthers.
That was, I think that was before him.
No, it was still Brett
16,
Veach.
Right?
No, it was 17.
It was 17. Was it 17?
Yeah, it was 17. Okay. It was my first
Brett Veach
because I was in a conference room and I remember we signed Harrison Butker off the Panthers practice.
I think
squad.
That was his first move when Butker got here. He's one of 4 guys that predates Mahomes. Butker, Winchester.
Well, if it was 17, Jones, he doesn't predate
Kelsey.
Mahomes.
Well,
was he right before the draft?
It started before Mahomes did.
Well, yeah,
it was like week four.
Well, then he doesn't predate him.
Because remember, he kicked the game-winning field goal against Washington on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and then that was when we started calling him Butt Kicker because Andy, and yeah, that's when he became like the household name here.
But as far as he was a starter before, so you know, you think of Butker, Winchester, Jones, and Kelsey that were here. Well, Jones and Kelsey were here before, but Winchester was here before. But still, you're looking at just one guy on offense, one guy on defense. They've flipped this roster with Brett Veach.
And like we talked about earlier, if you look at the back-to-back championships, besides the obvious like superstars that we've talked about, like Kelsey, Mahomes, and Chris Jones, the foundation of those teams has been finding players in the draft, and particularly later in the draft. I mean, you find players like Jalen Watson, Isaiah Pacheco, Mike Dana, Legarius Sneed. Yeah, I mean, Trey Smith in the sixth round. Are you kidding?
I Mike
mean,
Dan in the
one
fifth.
Of the best guards in the NFL. I mean, it's just absolutely remarkable what they've been able to do. And players that can step in and the moment is not too big for them.
Because they don't – a lot of times the draft board in the sixth or seventh round is, you know, throw darts and see what you got. The Chiefs 2 years ago, they needed that draft because, again, Brett Veach called it, you know, rebuild. This is what rebuilding looks like at Lombardi. They had to get guys that were from the draft, which the Packers built their team up a lot this way too, by drafting guys, but they needed that. I felt like 2 years ago was more of a draft for necessity, and last year was more about luxury. This year, I kind of look at it as both. Necessity and luxury. I don't know how you look at this draft, but it's kind of symbolizes both for me. Guys you're going to need now and guys you're going to need in the future.
Sure. Well, I think it's an opportunity is what it is to keep this going for as long as you can. And you have the quarterback. You have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but you have to find ways to continue to churn the roster and to supplement the roster with talent because you're going to be picking, hopefully, at the bottom of the first round every single year. And you're paying your best players a lot of money. So you have to find ways to find talent who is on rookie contracts. And that's what Brett Veach has been the best at in the NFL over the last several years. And that's why I think he's the best GM in the game, because while everyone else is trying to keep up, he's finding ways to keep the Chiefs ahead.
And things change for the Chiefs with this.
The Kansas City Chiefs no longer have a first-round pick in next year's draft.
Wow.
They just traded it along with the 91st overall pick tomorrow night and their first-round pick tonight to move up 17 spots.
With the 10th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Patrick Mahomes, the second quarterback.
It is Patrick Mahomes the second, not Deshaun Watson. That was the apple of the Reed Dorsey eye in Kansas City. That's the quarterback of the future that they're putting the eggs in the Mahomes basket.
Yes, sir.
In the heartland for the Chiefs. The Honda War Room cam shows handshakes and celebration breaking out there in Kansas City, Missouri, where it'll still be obviously Alex Smith's gig in 2017.
No doubt that at 6'2", 225, he's got arm strength like a Brett Favre. He is a big-time gunslinger like Brett Favre. He's got the arm. He's got the athletic ability. My question is, can he learn to win in the pocket?
So that changed things, Kansas City draft history. Bear with me on this, and we'll take a timeout. We'll come back about Chiefs draft needs. All right, Mahomes got three rings. Brady, seven. Now, if you flip two games, when they played each other in the Super Bowl, obviously that was a plus two for Brady. Somehow Mahomes wins that. He's got four, Brady six. In that 1 year where they go on and play the Rams in the Super Bowl, the Chiefs rematch against the Rams, I think they would win that one. Then all of a sudden you're looking at 5-5. Really, you flip two games and they're both sitting there. I mean, it's weird to think about, like, woulda, coulda, shoulda, but it was that close with two outcomes to where these guys are actually tied in rings, which is crazy to think about.
And he's 28 years old. It's how he started his career. When you really think about it, Patrick Mahomes' career has never ended shy of the AFC Championship game in overtime at home. Every single season has at least made it that far.
Just by drafting him, this is what happens.
It's incredible. And it's, again, why every team wants to find their Mahomes. And that's why, you know, Caleb Williams, people are like, oh, he's like Mahomes. Or last year, Bryce Young, he's like Mahomes. Nobody is Patrick Mahomes, and that's okay.
Well, look
no
what
one
the
is.
Raiders are doing. Look what the Chargers are doing. Broncos, a lot of times their offseason is built upon having Patrick Mahomes here. They just talk about trading Patrick Surtain and all this for the Broncos. They need defensive backs. Like, teams are gearing up defensive backs, wides, and edge rushers. And a couple years ago, they spent a lot of money. This whole division did on bringing in edge rushers. Raiders did. The Chargers did. You know, the Chargers bring in Khalil Mack, and this guy helped to get to Mahomes. But the Mahomes problem has hurt the AFC West, I think, Chris.
I think the funny thing about it is that teams are not trying to invest enough at quarterback. Because it's we had Thor on in the last hour, and he was waxing poetically about J.J. McCarthy. And, you know, cool. You know,
he likes J.J.
And look, if you like him, cool. To me, like, the comp has been Brock Purdy. I'm not drafting Brock Purdy in the first round. I know a lot of people like him. I feel like there are a lot of Brock Purdy's in the NFL. They just don't quite have the talent around them that Purdy does. And it's like, to me, like, the one thing I said throughout the Alex Smith era, get you an elite quarterback. yeah, it's cool. You know, we're successful with Alex. We're making the playoffs almost every single year with him. We won a playoff game with him. Great. Let's get better at that position, though. Because you see teams like the Patriots, they got their great quarterback, and they're winning constantly. I want that feeling, too. I want to be the Patriots. So how about we go get that guy that can make us the Patriots?
I think about quarterback play, and we have all these stats and numbers, and one thing that makes Mahomes great is he has these incredible regular season stats, you know, 5,000 passing yards. He had the year in 18 where he threw for 50 touchdowns, all that stuff. That's important, and we judge quarterbacks based on that. That's why we give the MVP out. But what's really funny is it really comes down to just a couple of plays. And for Mahomes and his legacy, it's come down to a couple of quarters where he finds a way to win the game. And you think about that final drive in overtime to beat the Niners this past year in the Super Bowl. That's the stuff of legends. And 1% of 1% of athletes can do that. And he can do it. And that's what separates him. Beyond all the stats and numbers and everything we're going to evaluate this year's quarterback class by, it's do you have that? And you don't really know it until you find out.
There was some interesting talk before the Super Bowl. Like Brock Purdy, in his contract, you know, is making...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In less than a million. Well, it was big time because the 49ers could spend their money in other places, like through the draft, bringing in players or free agency. And the Chiefs built their team completely different because Mahomes had the highest cap hit for any, you know, NFL winning quarterback. He still does have that winning quarterback, but can he make the talent around him better? 04 is the only time we've seen three receivers get over 1,000 yards, Wayne Harrison and Brandon Stokely, believe it or not. Can Mahomes do that or not? We'll talk wide receivers next.
You're listening to 610 Sports Radio NFL Draft Preview Special with Chris and Bink. Download their Character Concerns podcast on the Odyssey app or listen on Saturday mornings starting at 10 right here on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Back to 610 Sports Radio Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Chris Nocero from the Character Concerns Podcast. Matt McMullen from the Kansas City Chiefs in studio with us now. And all right, Matt, you've had time to look at receivers. The second group, unless you get up there and get Odunze or Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers. And then, of course, Brian Thomas Jr., which might be out of their range. A.D. Mitchell mixed in there. Xavier Worthy, Ladd McConkey, Xavier Leggett. Which guy do you like? And maybe it's not any I mentioned.
Well, A.D. Mitchell is probably my favorite right now in the realistic zone. We've talked a lot about him. But a player I've become really infatuated by lately is Xavier Leggett. And you look at just his figure. He's 6'1", 221 pounds. What's interesting about him is he was at South Carolina, didn't do a whole lot. for 4 years there. He had 42 catches over his first 4 years. Really waited his turn. But last year, he had 71 catches for 1,255 yards, seven touchdowns, averaged 100 yards per game, just two drops all year. He ran a 4.39 at the combine, and his flying 20, which is the second half of the 40-yard dash, ran a 1.78. That was tied with Brian Thomas for the best of any receiver. Has experience playing both inside and outside. Had five catches of 50-plus yards last year, most in the FBS. Has that vertical speed, but also great on crossers, can leave guys in the dust. Dane Brugler, who's my favorite draft analyst, compared him to DK Metcalf. So he's an interesting player with 1 year of production, but I like him a lot.
A.D. Mitchell, I'm with you on that. I mean, it's something tangible. You might have to move up. A lot of people still have him sliding to 32 or whatever. I don't know. Because at 32, you can draft for necessity or draft for need, and you don't want to just settle.
Sure.
It's like if you settle for that 55-inch TV, but, you know, you spend maybe a little extra money and get that 85-incher. It's like, yeah, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you want to settle or do you want that playmaker for your football team? And who's going to fit in? Like, what type of skill don't you have? Hollywood Brown's very much like Xavier Worthy. Although you're only going to have Hollywood Brown probably for 1 year because he's going to be a free agent after that. Or Rashee Rice, Ladd McConkey, guys that catch the ball underneath, yards after catch. So you have to find out who you want and who kind of fits in, Chris. And I like A.D. Mitchell. You do. I know Matt does as well. So we're not buying the anonymous scout deal.
Yeah, I know. My thing is this. Is like if the Chiefs didn't have Rashee Rice, I'd be all in on getting a guy like a Ladd McConkey, you know, someone like that. So there's, you know, some mocks like Malachi Corley, which I think is a reach in the first round. I think you could probably get him at 64, no problem. But to me, it's like, yeah, you got to find skill sets that you don't have. And we know Andy loves the deep game. It's the biggest thing that he built when Patrick became the starting quarterback on the team. And right now, you don't really have that on your squad. Like, you've got Rashee, and Rashee does a great job underneath routes, catching it, running. He is a menace to try and tackle. It's really fun watching him make that first guy miss or make that or break that first tackle and then keep going. But I do think that you miss the Tyreek Hill skill set, the guy who's able to catch it in space and make things happen because he's just so agile and he's so fast that one missed tackle and you're talking about a 10-yard reception that turns into a 17-yard gain because he gained additional yards by making someone miss. You know, things like that. And I think about the skill set he provides, you know, guys like A.D. Mitchell and Xavier Worthy provide. And I just think that that gives you a little bit more home run ability in your offense that you were missing because we saw last year. They were kind of having to, you know, as Hank Stram said, matriculate the ball down the field. And when you play offense like that, you have to play mistake free. And the Chiefs were making a lot of mistakes during the regular season. So I'd like for them to add that home run hitter to the team so that you have that ability to go get some easy points. Get, you know, turn that that ball at the 25 into a three-play, 75-yard drive for a touchdown because you get a couple of plays and then you get the big shot over the top that turns into a touchdown. Like, that's what I want.
I always hear the arguments come back, well, the Chiefs are winning Super Bowls without it, so they are. Well, they're also winning Super Bowls without first-round picks on the offensive line. So if we want to make the comparison to wide receivers, you got to throw in the – they're winning with anything. I mean, they are. That's how good they are. Why not make the life easier? 7 of 10 picks 2 years ago on defense, 5 out of 7 last year. I do believe it's offensive time. But as a group, how much are you liking that? I don't know who's worked out with Camp Pat. They kind of kept Rashee Rice kind of secret last year. We know Hollywood Brown is, and we even saw a picture of Brock Bowers down there at Camp Pat. So that is a neat thing they have down there. But again, that's going to be a pipe dream maybe. But these receivers, how much do you like them? I've liked them since September. I've just like this receiver class.
Yeah, I love it. It's the depth of the class because I think there are a lot of players who maybe are right now the seventh or the eighth best receiver in this class who might be like top 20 picks in a different draft, right? I mean, it's the depth of it all where you can find maybe a really good player in the second round or in the third round that in other drafts would not be there. And one guy who maybe he is a first rounder, maybe he's a second rounder, that I'm interested in is Troy Franklin. And the thing with him is he's probably not right now a complete receiver, right? I mean, he's a vertical threat.
He's very far from that, yeah.
But if you're looking for a player to complement the offense, if he was there in the second round, He has blazing speed. He can run a go route with the best of them. I'd be interested in a player like that to take the top off the defense.
Because Jalen Polk's been mentioned a few times. He had an issue with drops. We all know that. So we've seen his name sneak up once in a while. But, man, the Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, we all know the Steelers weren't talking about Deontay Johnson with the Chiefs. Stephon Diggs was given orders, you can be traded anywhere, which I believe because he goes to Houston. And to be honest with you, I consider Houston above Buffalo at this point. So they did trade him to a team that can't win. Like, it was very shocking Buffalo did that, but it proves they're willing to trade him anywhere but Kansas City. They're going to run into this problem on draft night.
Houston's interesting because by them getting Stephon Diggs, kind of reminds me of the Chiefs getting Sammy Watkins back in 2018. Because you're essentially taking the money that you would be giving to your quarterback, but they're on a rookie deal, and you give it to someone else, or you use that roster spot on someone else. Houston will be really interesting this year in a similar sense because they remind me of the Lions last year, where people were very high on the Lions last year, and for good reason. And they went to the NFC Championship game, almost went to the Super Bowl. But they had to prove that they could win when they were expected to win, not just be a surprise. And that's kind of the challenge for the Texans this year. Everyone thinks that you're going to be really good. So now you are expected to win. How do you handle that? They're going to be a fun team to watch.
Yeah, it's just interesting. I wonder who's going to be trade partners because obviously Pittsburgh's not. We know that. Buffalo's not going to trade the Chiefs again. I don't believe that's ever going to happen.
It's the NFC, right?
I mean, I think the Ravens, I think they learned a lesson.
I think Jacksonville's possible just because of the relationship with Peterson. But to be honest, like the two teams I'm really looking at, one being the Rams at 19 because they got some needs they got to fill.
But we got to remember they haven't had a first round pick since 2016.
Right, but they could, I mean they would still happened, but they would still have a first round pick, but they would probably accumulate another one in a trade with the Chiefs.
Yeah, but they've been missing it.
But also, I mean really the big one, the obvious one is the Cardinals because I think we all are thinking that they're probably going to trade out of 4 and get the 11, get the 23rd. They already have the 27. So now you've got 3 potential picks to move around. So yeah, I mean, and this was a team that did some wheeling and dealing last year too in the draft. They moved back with Houston so that Houston could go take Will Anderson Jr. So like there's certainly some options there, but I think Arizona is the easy one just because they've got a lot of deficiencies and now they're paying Kyler Murray. So you kind of need to start winning now because otherwise what are you paying him for? So yeah, I think Arizona is probably the squad to trade with.
I just think it's so funny that Chiefs have reached this point where teams are like, I don't know. I don't want to help you. I mean, it makes me think about.
Sorry, Beach. It's the Wendy's, man.
Well, when the Ravens traded Orlando Brown Jr. to the Chiefs, and I'm sure many around the league were like, what are you doing? You know, and now we've reached a point where at least it appears that other teams just don't want to do business with us.
Sam Cosmi and Liam Eichenberg, Alex Leatherwood, the Chiefs realized, you know, through the evaluation of these players, they didn't really have a left tackle. They wanted Trent Williams. But they did get pick 58 back from the Ravens that
Nick
people
Bolton.
Don't talk about. Yeah, Nick Bolton comes over, so that's fine. You'll take Nick Bolton because that's a first-rounder, to be honest with you, at this point. I mean, he's got so many picks that would be first-rounders at this point.
That's the fun thing. Do you guys ever look at the redrafts where they look back at it?
Yeah, Bink loves those.
Yeah,
he loves
Trey Smith with all the first-rounders.
Yeah, I look at them every now and then. I'm for me, it's a little bit hard because, like, a lot of times there's a lot of context that's missing from that. And
sure.
It's like, you know, you look back at some of these players and like, okay, the criticisms that people had were legitimate. It wasn't like sometimes, yeah, scouts stretching a little bit, finding anything they can. But there's a lot of times where there is some legitimate concerns about a player and whether or not they're going to take to a certain system. So I can understand it for the most part.
And it's always fun going back and looking at some of these draft picks, what people were saying on draft night, what kind of grades they were giving the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I like looking at first-round picks and going back and looking at some of their weaknesses. T.J. Watt, not overly twitched up as an athlete, short strider, lacks explosion out of stance, and up the field to bend as edge as a pass rusher. Foot quickness is average and needs to win with technique. I mean, this is T.J. Watt.
Well, look at the ones for Mahomes. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Needs to win with technique. That's literally every edge rusher that's ever
done. We'll have to add power in space to hold back point of attack against tackles. Pass rush menu will need more options against NFL tackles. That's T.J. Watt.
I think he figured it out.
Like, what do you mean he needs to win with? Everyone needs to win with.
Well, Mahomes was similar to this.
There are very few edge rushers that are beating you off of pure athleticism, and they're usually not doing it in the NFL.
There's two things I like. I like looking at Heisman Trophy winners, how many offers they had. Like, Mariota just had, like, Hawaii and Oregon, something like that, when he was picked. But Patrick Mahomes had his, I think, USA Today gave him a C+ for that draft.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And I mean, Tano Passanio certainly didn't make that one a good draft. I remember you was pissed about that pick.
What's funny, though, you look at Mahomes' stats, his senior year of college. Coming out of college, everyone was like, oh, he's a gunslinger. He's going to throw 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. His stats in 2016 at Texas Tech, he threw for 5,052 yards, 41 touchdowns, and 10 picks. Why did everyone assume he was just going to throw all these interceptions?
At that point, there's 134 D1 teams. There's 128 at that point. They had the 128th ranked scoring defense, meaning every time he's on the field, he needed to score a touchdown.
And
like still, he needed to.
And still only threw 10 picks, even though he had to score.
A lot of it was people like, oh, well, the DBs are better, and so he can't throw the same passes that he was throwing at Texas Tech. It was like, well, yeah, but he's not going to throw the same passes as he was at Tech because it's going to be a better offense. Like, this is the thing. This is the reason why I feel bad for, like, Steve Wilks, who got fired for the Cardinals to hire Cliff Kingsbury. Is like, Kingsbury wasn't that much of a genius. Like, I know their offense was great, but Mahomes made that offense great. Like, it wasn't Kingsbury being such a great offensive play caller, because we've seen him at the NFL level, and he's had a lot of mixed results as a play caller.
But he'll get another chance.
It was Mahomes that was the one that made him that great play caller. And so there's a lot of missing context to that.
From Mahomes, NFL.com, can be inconsistent in his approach, needs to play inside the offense and show more discipline. Too eager to go big game hunting.
A lot of the criticism was him playing out of structure. A lot of it was him playing out of structure.
But they're right about big game hunting. He likes doing it.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. It's like the playing out of structure is what makes him so great. It's not the actual like him sticking with the script of the play there, because a lot of times play calling is rock, paper, scissors, and you get beat on a certain play, and he'll still make something happen there. So,
yeah, he's impatient, too.
But what's amazing is he is now, as a 28-year-old, combined the out-of-structure stuff that makes him so special and the ability to recognize what's the defense going to give me. That was almost the beauty of the 21 season, where at first it was a bit of a struggle. I mean, the Chiefs start 3-4,
oh, yeah,
but he learned from it, where now if you're going to play the cover 2 shell, okay, I'm just going to hit a receiver for 5 yards underneath.
Check
and I'm
going
to run for 20 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, and it adjusts. Like, we're going to see, I'm sure we'll see what happens in the draft, but they do the scheme out eval every single year, right? There's going to be an opportunity next year, I'm sure, where teams are going to start maybe blitzing again or having a single high safety, and it's going to be opened up downfield, and now we see him throwing the ball deep downfield again. So, I mean, he's impossible to stop in so many ways because of how he's grown.
Steve Young made the best comparison when he was talking a year or so ago. And he's talking about the West Coast offense and teams figured out kind of how to stop it. They had to readjust to that. And he was talking about Mahomes, you know, because scoring offense, they were still number one in points per drive, even with being, quote, slowed down. So it was interesting to see. But I thought Steve Young did the best comparison to it. We'll take a timeout. I'm going to know about other positions besides wide receiver who Matt McNeil is looking at.
You're listening to 610 Sports Radio NFL Draft Preview Special with Chris and Bink. Download their Character Concerns podcast on the Odyssey app or listen on Saturday morning starting at 10 right here on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Swing for the fences at BetMGM by boosting your next same-game parlay. Add an MLB SGP wager to your bet slip and activate your parlay boost token. If your bet with the token applied hits, you'll get a bigger payout. It's like driving in multiple runs with one big hit. Your BetMGM parlay can include bets on the money line, run line, total, and much more. Plus, make sure to check out Signature Bets for this baseball season, where you can wager on fun props and scenarios for a game. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your same-game parlay boost token to get a larger payout from a winning MLB wager. Make all nine innings even more exciting with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Kansas only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, it's Rex here with RexBuysKC.com, your local KC home buyer. If you own a property in the Kansas City or surrounding area and want to sell it fast and at a fair price, write this number down. 816-330-6000. I'm a private real estate investor, not some hedge fund or large national chain. My family and I live right here in KC. I can pay cash and close on your timeline, even in as little as 3 days. Here at RexBuysKC.com, we are improving Kansas City one house at a time. I buy inherited houses, vacant houses, foreclosure houses, behind-in-payment houses. My tenant won't pay the rent houses and properties that need complete rehabs. Do you own a house that's trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at this number, 816-330-6000. That's 816-330-6000. Or go to RexBuysKC.com. That's RexBuysKC.com. And I look forward to working with you.
Made to Shine. Real stories from Shane Company customers.
We met later in life. I liked his dimples.
Both of our spouses had passed away, and we never expected to remarry.
That's the funny thing about love. It has its own agenda.
I wanted to get her a ring that celebrated our future, but didn't ignore our past.
I just wanted a party.
Shane Company helped me create the perfect ring. The center stone for us and the two side stones for our past loves.
Fine jewelry that feels like it was designed just for you. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
NASCAR Xfinity Series driver Ryan Ellis here for Preferred Asphalt and Seal Coating. Not everyone has the pro racing skills to dodge the potholes in your parking lot. So business owners, if you want your parking lot done right, contact the commercial asphalt, concrete, and seal coating experts at locally owned Preferred Asphalt and Seal Coating. With top-rated customer service and unmatched quality. Get your own free quote today at PACKC.biz. That's PACKC.biz. Preferred Asphalt and Seal Coating, a company you can trust.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Hey, it's Travis Kelce, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
And welcome to the 610 Sports Radio Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero. Don't forget Liberty Landing next week. We'll be broadcasting live for the first round. Hopefully we'll all celebrating over nachos and beer and high-fiving each other. Chiefs trade down and all the excitement that that brings. Matt McMullen
of
the
Kansas City. Trade up.
Trade up. Excuse me, trade up. Not trade back.
We'd like for them to trade up.
We don't want people crying our nachos.
I think if they trade out of the first round, people would be a little bit deflated by that.
I did a draft special the night they picked Eric Fisher, one. And the whole Arrowhead had a draft party. There was a ton of people there and everything. It literally was like cleared out by pick three. I mean, it was like many people there at the beginning. It was like empty space, pick three. After it was like, oh, man.
Unsexy pick,
Their draft party is changing.
Oh, of course.
Here comes Andy Reid, wins nine in a row to start off with. And the rest, his worst record's 9-7. It's insanity what happened the night that Andy Reid took over this team.
Well, it changed everything. Mitch and I talk about that all the time. We can't take this run for granted. And it's not just the Super Bowls. It's not just the division title streak. It's the winning seasons. To have a winning season every year for a decade, that doesn't happen in the NFL. It's remarkable.
And you and Mitch talk to a lot of the draft picks. They'll do segments with you guys. But how hard is that, do you think, picking at the end of the first round every time?
Well, it's a good problem to have, you know, but it does make everything way more difficult because the league is designed so runs like the Chiefs are currently on don't happen.
This is not supposed to happen.
No, it's not. You're supposed to have parity. Every single team in every single city.
Like the Bucs, they win the Super Bowl, they fall off the map. Rams win the Super Bowl, fall off the map. Chiefs have not falling off anything.
Well, then in Houston, like we've been talking about, Houston has some rough years, but now they have a shot.
So it's a 24-point comeback for the Chiefs. They went downhill, and now they're coming back.
Exactly.
But the Chiefs haven't gone anywhere.
The Chiefs have found a way to stay afloat this entire time to remain competitive. And the draft is a huge part of it. Now, Mahomes is obviously a gigantic part of it, but also it's the draft and it's finding ways to supplement the roster continuously with great talent. And the Chiefs have found ways to do that. And if you look at the 2019 Super Bowl, I don't have the number off the top of my head, but it's like 90% of the team is different than in the 2023 Super Bowl. So it's incredible what Brett Veach and Co.
They're
doing
it through the draft. And I think it's interesting, the guys that go work out with Mahomes and stuff, the fact that Andy Reid trusts them down there, you know, doing Zoom or whatever with OTAs and, you know, Camp Pat, which I think is a unique thing in the NFL. And I think a lot of teams want to copy that. I know receivers work out with quarterbacks in the offseason and stuff, but it's different than Camp Pat is. It's much different. It brings that camaraderie. But they look, seems like they kind of look for the right guy. Not necessarily the guy that's being high mocked and whatever. They look for the right guy that's going to fit into the system. They seem really high on the right player instead of who the experts think they should take.
And something that really stands out about the Chiefs is that no one really cares who gets the credit, either on the field or off the field. Nobody really cares. They just want to win. And Mahomes is that way. Mahomes doesn't really care if he gets the credit or what you think of his game. He just wants to find ways to win. He'll win with an 80-yard touchdown pass in the air or a 2-yard dump off that goes for 80 yards. He doesn't care. And the Chiefs want players like that. And not every football player is wired that way, and that's okay, but those are the players the Chiefs want.
That's a big thing in the draft. People, how much do you like football? It's become a big question. Like, how much do you like football? And they've gotten rid of a lot of the silly questions, actually. They're not supposed to ask them at the combine. These teams that ask these bizarre questions. But, yeah, I mean, they're building through the draft. I mean, obviously, Jalen Watson, Joshua Williams, and Isaiah Pacheco built through the draft. And it's one way you save money is having players like that on your roster.
And contributing and starting.
Not just players, but contributing.
Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl against the Eagles is an amazing example of that. You look at the defense of that team, half of it is rookies. Half of it is players that were drafted that year, and not only were they playing and starting, they were contributing, and they were part of the reason why the Chiefs won and got to that moment and why they won the game.
55 sacks, they have 57 the year after that. I don't think people realize just how good this team has been getting at the quarterback. Defensive line, something we talked about before the Chris Jones signing, because Neil Farrell was the only defensive lineman under contract that wasn't an edge. And all of a sudden, Derek Nnadi comes back. Mike Pinnell, which was an absolute beast when he came back to the Chiefs. I'm so glad they brought back
Pinnell.
But he was so, like, he was intimidating. Like, in the NFL films and everything, like, he's so intimidating. Such an intimidating presence. He comes back. Turk Gordon comes back. Derek Nnadi. I mean, like, the whole band's back together. So our shift from defensive line kind of switched when the Chiefs brought the band back together.
I saw Mike Pinnell on the field after the Super Bowl, and I went up to him, and I'm like, man, all you do is come to Kansas City midseason and win Super Bowls, because he did it in 2019 as well.
That's an imposing man.
Just incredible. And Mike Dana, too. I think bringing back Mike Dana is a way bigger deal than people might realize.
It was huge.
I mean, Mike Dana did so many little things for this team to win last year. I mean, he's done it his entire career. He's gotten better every single year. And to bring him back when I'm sure he probably could have gotten a huge contract on the open market is a big deal.
And it's draft fine. Again, he didn't go to the combine. They had to speculate. He was player of the year at Central Michigan, like won awards there before he went to Michigan. And that's a total Veach fine. I mean, 100% he found Mike Dana.
And he didn't really fit in with what they generally like size-wise from defensive linemen. He's a pretty undersized defensive. I mean, I think he probably most effectively rushes from defensive tackle, like the three technique, but he'll still play some edge. But it's really interesting. It's like he's like 6'1", 255, and he doesn't have the arm length requirement that teams usually like for linemen, and yet he's still dominant there and able to go get you 5, 6.5 sacks in a season, rushing primarily from the three tech. That's really interesting.
Well, the versatility they like on offense and defense, and they also have trendsetters. Like, I think Tyrann Mathieu was kind of a trendsetter from what safeties. We look at safeties that can play corner, can blitz the quarterback, because when he was at Houston, he literally played every position but nose. Like, he would line up in every position, but they find guys that can do different things. It's one thing the Chiefs like is versatility, especially on the offensive line. Take a Nick Allegretti and you say, all right, you're a starter, and boom, he goes and gets a new contract with his three rings. Coming up next, though, we'll talk more about this. I want to know what other positions you like, Matt, because I didn't get to this. What other positions you like besides receiver? Next with Matt McMullen.
You're listening to 610 Sports Radio NFL Draft Preview Special with Chris and Bink. Download their Character Concerns podcast on the Odyssey app or listen on Saturday mornings starting at 10 right here on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. What's with this long distance, my girl? Why do they
Welcome back to 610 Sports Radio Draft Special. And Jay Binkley, Chris Onocera from Character Concerns, Matt McMullen of the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, what are the positions do you like besides wide receiver? Well, like tight end, Ben Sennett, we heard a bunch of that from Thor.
Oh, yeah. So there are a bunch of positions in this draft that I'm interested in. And like we've kind of talked about over the last couple hours, the Chiefs are in a position where I don't think they have to force anything. I mean, they're back-to-back Super Bowl champions. Of course, they can get better, but they don't have to force anything. So much like how what Thor was talking about earlier when we had him on, I think we'll see how the board falls. And there is going to be a guy who we all agree is a bona fide first rounder, should go in the top 20, who for whatever reason slides to 32, right?
Because character concern.
There's going to be nine receivers taken or nine offensive tackles taken and five quarterbacks taken. Well, eventually you run out of room. So who is that guy? Well, one player who I don't think will fall to 32, but who I would be thrilled with is Johnny Newton from Illinois, defensive tackle. He's a player that's probably going to go in the top
love that guy.
20, but if he slid for whatever reason, that would be incredible. Darius Robinson from Mizzou is a player I'm really into right now. It might be a second rounder, might be a first rounder, I don't know, but he fits with that versatility you were talking about.
He looks so good at the Senior Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he looks so good.
You're 285 and can play off the edge. I mean, that's a Spags defensive lineman, right? So a player like that can make a lot of sense. So defensive line is an area I'm interested in, but tight end as well. Jatavion Sanders, Ben Sennett could make some sense. And then also corner. I don't think the Chiefs need a corner in the first round by any means. I think they have a lot of good corners on the roster right now. But if a player like Nate Wiggins slid all the way to 32, I think you think about it, because adding a player with 4.28 speed to this defense in the secondary could make a lot of sense.
But will they go defense, or will they get a couple pass catchers? Like mid rounds? I told you I like Luke McCaffrey. That's the guy that we mocked the Chiefs.
You was your pick. You really do like
But I'm
Luke.
Okay with a mid round selection at wide receiver. You know, if they throw in a tight end, that's fine. Even though they're set there, they bring Irv Smith over to the Chiefs. And I know the Chiefs like running a lot of 12 and 13 personnel, so they like extra tight ends. But I'm okay with a couple pass catchers. I really, really am.
Well, Ben Sennett is a really fun player. I mean, 14 missed tackles forced last year. One game that I remember watching, I think we were on the road and I was watching the game in my hotel room. It was that game in the snow against Iowa State. And Ben Sennett caught a quick tight end screen, made like nine guys miss and scored a touchdown. And in my mind, I was like, I've seen that before. That looks familiar. And he would fit right in.
We talked about him all year long on the podcast. And the interesting thing about him was that he could line up anywhere. Like, you can line him up traditional tight end spot, H-back, slot receiver, fullback, out wide, fullback, like everywhere. And he could do everything well. Like, he was a guy that, you can run tight end screens with. You can run quick outs with. He can stretch the field. He can go down the field and catch a pass 15 yards down the field on a corner route. And, like, that versatility is something you don't really get a lot from very many tight ends that enter the draft. And for him to I know Thor was saying mid-second. I kind of think third round for him. If you could get him in the third round, I think that's a great value.
And they're picking at the very end of the second round. Right. So who knows what happens. And also, let's remember, too, the Chiefs, with the trade with Snead, they're picked 221 now. So they picked the first pick of the seventh round. They don't have a sixth rounder, so it's kind of like picking that. But the relative athletic score for Ben Sennett was a 949 out of a possible 10. It's ranked 57 out of 1,105 tight ends. Bill Walsh, in his book, used to write down plays on napkins at restaurants, you know, when he's out to dinner with his wife or whatever. I could totally see Reed doing that for Mahomes, and I could totally see that with Ben Sennett. Like, thinking of
it's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So, Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more
at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, it's Rex here with RexBuysKC.com, your local KC home buyer. If you own a property in the Kansas City or surrounding area and want to sell it fast and at a fair price, write this number down. 816-330-6000. I'm a private real estate investor, not some hedge fund or large national chain. My family and I live right here in KC. I can pay cash and close on your timeline, even in as little as 3 days. Here at RexBuysKC.com, we are improving Kansas City one house at a time. I buy inherited houses, vacant houses, foreclosure houses, behind in payment houses. My tenant won't pay the rent houses and properties that need complete rehabs. Do you own a house that's trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at this number, 816-330-6000. That's 816-330-6000, or go to RexBuysKC.com. That's RexBuysKC.com, and I look forward to working with you.
Made to Shine. Real stories from Shane Company customers.
We met later in life. I liked his dimples.
Both of our spouses had passed away, and we never expected to remarry.
That's the funny thing about love. It has its own agenda.
I wanted to get her a ring that celebrated our future, but didn't ignore our past.
I just wanted a party.
Shane Company helped me create the perfect ring, the center stone for us, and the two side stones for our past loves.
Fine jewelry that feels like it was designed just for you. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
NASCAR Xfinity Series driver Ryan Ellis here for Preferred Asphalt and Seal Coating. Not everyone has the pro racing skills to dodge the potholes in your parking lot. So business owners, if you want your parking lot done right, contact the commercial asphalt, concrete, and seal coating experts at locally owned Preferred Asphalt and Seal Coating. With top-rated customer service and unmatched quality. Get your own free quote today at packc.biz. That's packc.biz. Preferred Asphalt and Seal Coating, a company you can trust.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do. So great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Hey, it's Travis Kelce, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
And welcome to the 610 Sports Radio Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Chris Unocero. Don't forget Liberty Landing next week. We'll be broadcasting live for the first round. Hopefully we'll all celebrating over nachos and beer and high-fiving each other, Chiefs trade down, and all the excitement that brings. Matt McMullen of the Kansas City.
We'll trade up.
Trade up. Excuse me, trade up. Yeah. Not trade back.
We'd like for them to trade up.
We don't want people craving our nachos.
I think if they trade out of the first round, people would be a little bit deflated by that.
I did a draft special the night they picked Eric Fisher, one. And the whole Arrowhead had a draft party. There was a ton of people there and everything. It literally was like cleared out by pick three. I mean, it was like many people there at the beginning. It was like, it was like empty space, pick three after. It was like, oh, man.
Unsexy pick,
their draft party is changing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Here comes Andy Reid, wins 9 in a row to start off with. And the rest, his worst record's 9-7. It's insanity what happened the night that Andy Reid took over this team.
Well, it changed everything. Mitch and I talk about that all the time. We can't take this run for granted. And it's not just the Super Bowls. It's not just the division title streak. It's the winning seasons. To have a winning season every year for a decade, that doesn't happen in the NFL. It's like, remarkable.
And you and Mitch talk to a lot of the draft picks. They'll do segments with you guys. But how hard is that, do you think, picking at the end of the first round every time?
Well, it's a good problem to have, you know, sure. But it does make everything way more difficult because the league is designed so runs like the Chiefs are currently on don't happen.
This is not supposed to happen.
No, it's not. You're supposed to have parity. Every single team and every single city.
Like the Bucs, they win the Super Bowl, they fall off the map. Rams win the Super Bowl, fall off the map. Chiefs have not fallen off anything.
Well, then in Houston, like we've been talking about, Houston has some rough years, but now they have a shot.
So there's a 24-point comeback for the Chiefs. They went downhill, now they're coming back.
Exactly.
But the Chiefs haven't gone anywhere.
The Chiefs have found a way to stay afloat this entire time to remain competitive. And the draft is a huge part of it. Now, Mahomes is obviously a gigantic part of it, but also it's the draft and it's finding ways to supplement the roster continuously with great talent. And the Chiefs have found ways to do that. And if you look at the 2019 Super Bowl, I don't have the number off the top of my head, but it's like 90% of the team is different than in the 2023 Super Bowl. So it's incredible what Brett Veach and Co.
They're doing
able
it through the draft. And I think it's interesting, the guys that go work out with Mahomes and stuff, the fact that Andy Reid trusts them down there, you know, doing Zoom or whatever with OTAs and, you know, Camp Pat, which I think is a unique thing in the NFL. And I think a lot of teams want to copy that. I know receivers work out with quarterbacks in the offseason and stuff, but it's different than Camp Pat is. It's much different. It brings that camaraderie. But seems like they kind of look for the right guy. Not necessarily the guy that's being high mocked and whatever. They look for the right guy that's going to fit into the system. They seem really high on the right player instead of who the experts think they should take.
And something that really stands out about the Chiefs is that no one really cares who gets the credit, either on the field or off the field. Nobody really cares. They just want to win. And Mahomes is that way. Mahomes doesn't really care if he gets the credit or what you think of his game. He just wants to find ways to win. He'll win with an 80-yard touchdown pass in the air or a 2-yard dump off that goes for 80 yards. He doesn't care. And the Chiefs want players like that. And not every football player is wired that way. And that's okay. But those are the players the Chiefs want.
That's a big thing in the draft. People, how much do you like football? That's become a big question. Like, how much do you like football? And they've gotten rid of a lot of the silly questions, actually. They're not supposed to ask them at the combine. These teams that ask these bizarre questions. But yeah, I mean, they're building through the draft. I mean, obviously, Jalen Watson, Joshua Williams, and Isaiah Pacheco built through the draft. And it's one way you save money is having players like that on your roster.
And contributing and starting.
Not just players, but contributing.
Yeah, I mean, the Super Bowl against the Eagles is an amazing example of that. You look at the defense of that team, half of it is rookies. Half of it is players that were drafted that year, and not only were they playing and starting, they were contributing, and they were part of the reason why the Chiefs won and got to that moment and why they won the game.
55 sacks, they had 57 the year after that. I don't think people realize just how good this team has been getting at the quarterback. Defensive line, something we talked about before the Chris Jones signing, because Neil Farrell was the only defensive lineman under contract that wasn't an edge. And all of a sudden, Derek Nnadi comes back. Mike Pennell, which was an absolute beast when he came back to the Chiefs. I'm so glad they brought back Pennell. But he was so, like, he was intimidating. Like, in the NFL films and everything, like, he's so intimidating. Such an intimidating presence. He comes back. Turk Gordon comes back. Derek Nnadi. I mean, like, the whole band's back together. So our shift from defensive line kind of switched when the Chiefs brought the band back together.
I saw Mike Pennell on the field after the Super Bowl, and I went up to him, and I'm like, man, all you do is come to Kansas City midseason and win Super Bowls, because he did it in 2019 as well.
It's an imposing man.
Just incredible. And Mike Dana, too. I think bringing back Mike Dana is a way bigger deal than people might realize.
It was huge.
I mean, Mike Dana did so many little things for this team to win last year. I mean, he's done it his entire career. He's gotten better every single year. And to bring him back when I'm sure he probably could have gotten a huge contract on the open market is a big deal.
And it's draft fine. Again, he didn't go to the combine. They had to speculate. He was player of the year at Central Michigan, like won awards there before he went to Michigan. And that's a total Veach find. I mean, 100% he found Mike Danner.
And he didn't really fit in with what they generally like size-wise from defensive linemen. He's a pretty undersized defensive. I mean, I think he probably most effectively rushes from defensive tackle, like the three technique, but he'll still play some edge. But it's really interesting. It's like he's like 6'1", 255, and he doesn't have the arm length requirement that teams usually like for linemen, and yet he's still dominant there and able to go get you 5, 6.5 sacks in a season, rushing primarily from the three tech. That's really interesting.
Well, the versatility they like on offense and defense, and they also have trendsetters. Like, I think Tyrann Mathieu was kind of a trendsetter from what safeties, we look at safeties that could play corner, can blitz the quarterback, because when he was at Houston, he literally played every position but nose. Like, he would line up in every position, but they find guys that can do different things. It's one thing the Chiefs like is versatility, especially on the offensive line. Take a Nick Allegretti and you say, all right, you're a starter, and boom, he goes and gets a new contract with his three rings. Coming up next, though, we'll talk more about this. I want to know what other positions you like, Matt, because I didn't get to this. What other positions you like besides receiver? Next with Matt McMullen.
You're listening to 610 Sports Radio NFL Draft Preview Special with Chris and Bink. Download their Character Concerns podcast on the Odyssey app or listen on Saturday morning starting at 10 right here on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. What's with this home? Is this my girl?
What do they got up front? What did we ever... Welcome back to 610 Sports Radio Draft Special. Jay Binkley, Chris Onocero from Character Concerns, Matt McMullen of the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, what are the positions do you like besides wide receiver? Well, like tight end, Ben Sennett, we heard a bunch of that from Thor.
Oh, yeah. So there are a bunch of positions in this draft that I'm interested in. And like we've kind of talked about over the last couple hours, the Chiefs are in a position where I don't think they have to force anything. I mean, they're back-to-back Super Bowl champions. Of course, they can get better, but they don't have to force anything. So much like how what Thor was talking about earlier when we had him on, I think we'll see how the board falls. And there is going to be a guy who we all agree is a bona fide first rounder, should go in the top 20, who for whatever reason slides to 32, right?
Because character concern.
There's going to be 9 receivers taken or 9 offensive tackles taken and 5 quarterbacks taken. Well, eventually you run out of room. So who is that guy? Well, one player who I don't think will fall to 32, but who I would be thrilled with is Johnny Newton from Illinois, defensive tackle. He's a player that's probably going to go in the top
love that guy.
20. But if he slid for whatever reason, that would be incredible. Darius Robinson from Mizzou is a player I'm really into right now. It might be a second rounder, might be a first rounder. I don't know, but he fits with that versatility you were talking about.
He looks so good at the Senior Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he looks so good.
You're 285 and can play off the edge. I mean, that's a Spags defensive lineman, right? So a player like that can make a lot of sense. So defensive line is an area I'm interested in, but tight end as well. Jatavion Sanders, Ben Sennett could make some sense. And then also corner. I don't think the Chiefs need a corner in the first round by any means. I think they have a lot of good corners on the roster right now. But if a player like Nate Wiggins slid all the way to 32, I think you think about it, because adding a player with 4.28 speed to this defense in the secondary could make a lot of sense.
But will they go defense, or will they get a couple pass catchers? Like mid rounds? I told you I like Luke McCaffrey. It's a guy that we mocked the Chiefs.
You was your pick. You really do like
But I'm
Luke.
Okay with a mid round selection at wide receiver. You know, if they throw in a tight end, that's fine. Even though they're set there, they bring Irv Smith over to the Chiefs. And I know the Chiefs like running a lot of 12 and 13 personnel, so they like extra tight ends. But I'm okay with a couple pass catchers. I really, really am.
Well, Ben Sennett is a really fun player. I mean, 14 missed tackles forced last year. One game that I remember watching, I think we were on the road and I was watching the game in my hotel room. It was that game in the snow against Iowa State. And Ben Sennett caught a quick tight end screen, made like 9 guys miss and scored a touchdown. And in my mind, I was like, I've seen that before. That looks familiar. And he would fit right in.
We talked about him all year long on the podcast. And the interesting thing about him was that he could line up anywhere. Like, you can line him up traditional tight end spot, H-back, slot receiver,
fullback,
out wide, fullback, like everywhere. And he could do everything well. Like, he was a guy that, you can run tight end screens with. You can run quick outs with. He can stretch the field. He can go down the field and catch a pass 15 yards down the field on a corner route. And, like, that versatility is something you don't really get a lot from very many tight ends that enter the draft. And for him to I know Thor was saying mid-second. I kind of think third round for him. if you could get him in the third round, I think that's a great value.
And they're picking at the very end of the second round. Right. So who knows what happens. And also, let's remember, too, the Chiefs, with the trade with Snead, they're picked 221 now. So they picked the first pick of the seventh round. They don't have a sixth rounder, so it's kind of like picking that. But the relative athletic score for Ben Sennett was a 949 out of a possible 10. It's ranked 57 out of 1,105 tight ends. Bill Walsh, in his book, used to write down plays on napkins at restaurants when he's out to dinner with his wife or whatever. I could totally see Reed doing that for Mahomes, and I could totally see that with Ben Sennett, like thinking of just things and breaking off a call at 3 a.m. or whatever.
And who better to learn from than Travis Kelce? I mean, for Ben Sennett, with his skill set, to learn from Travis Kelce and to learn from Coach Reed would make all the sense in the world. So I don't know if that's the direction they'll go, but I'd be pretty happy if they did.
Matt, what's coming up with you and Mitch this week?
Yeah, well, so we'll do a podcast, or Defending the Kingdom podcast, on Monday or Tuesday, kind of previewing the draft from a Chiefs perspective. Then we'll have our live show where we'll react to the pick with everyone else on Thursday during the draft. We'll probably go live around like pick 30 or so on the Chiefs YouTube page. And then we'll find out who we're drafting when everyone else does, and we'll give our honest opinion and thoughts on whoever we take. And then we'll do a recap podcast on probably Sunday morning, going over everything that we did. All of that's on the Chiefs YouTube channel.
Mitch still has the book as big as
he sure does. Shout out to Austin Woodard. So okay. Austin Woodard is from Joplin, Missouri. Comes up and hangs out with us during games and during the draft. He makes that entire book, that entire draft guide for Mitch by himself. He watches all the guys, does it in his free time. It's not, he doesn't do it for a job, it's for fun. You guys would love him. He's the best. So we'll have Austin, he'll do all his pre-draft analysis for us, compare it with everything that we've done, and it should be a lot of fun. But love this time of year. You know, we're back-to-back Super Bowl champions, now have a chance to get even better.
Hopefully we're talking three-peat next year.
Let's do it. I can't wait.
Great stuff, Matt. Thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it, as always.
We'll take a look at our last mock that we've done. We'll turn this one in, but the first or last 32-pick mock draft, and then, of course, we'll do Chiefs only next week on Character Concerns. We'll dive into that next.
You're listening to 610 Sports Radio NFL Draft Preview Special with Chris and Bink. Download their Character Concerns podcast on the Odyssey app or listen on Saturday morning starting at 10 right here on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.